match, given how well you played in the first period. How disappointing was the final 40 and obviously the end result?
Well, I mean, it's disappointing, but, you know, I have to be fair here. You know, you got a team here that's been waiting for us since last Wednesday, hasn't played. We had, before the trip started, you know, you look at our lineup and all the injuries, I think it was scary. You know, you look at that, you go, we might lose four in a row here. And we come out and the guys battled and we won the game in Jersey, and then, you know, it was a tough game in Carolina. And you know, our players who were still, you know, banged up came back to play the big, big game yesterday. Yesterday was the huge emotional game that we were looking at. And our players gave everything they got, like everything they got. So I knew today, if we didn't take a lead, it would be tough to maintain, you know, what we did in the first period. We came out strong, by the way. It could have been 2-3-0. Their goaltender was outstanding tonight. He made the key saves, and we needed those goals in the first period or the first part of the second period. So I knew right away that, oh, you know what, we missed too many here. And then we took penalties, and Kucherov had a terrific night. So when you look at their team, you know, three power play goals, because Kucherov was, you know, is a great scorer. He's a clutch guy, and their goaltender was outstanding, and the game was there. So I, you know, after that, I'd say middle of the second period, there was no juice left. There was nothing left. And, you know, guys are pushing but couldn't make a pass anymore, and they're missing the step, and what we saw in the first period was gone. And I was expecting that. You know, I've been coaching too long now. You know, some days, you know, like in Carolina, you don't like the first period. You know, now that's different. I have to be fair now. I mean, our players came on this trip, and we're coming back with a 500 on a trip, and, you know, with a back-to-back like today, things would have to be perfect for us to win that game. And they weren't the first, but they weren't the rest after that. So it's absolutely normal that there's no gas left in the tank. I mean, you guys who played way bigger minutes throughout this entire trip than they normally did all year long, had nothing left tonight. At some point, it is what it is. I mean, we played three games and they haven't played any. So that's what it is.
Sounds like you're not overly concerned then with the inconsistent results, the win one, lose one, and one, lose one.
We're on the road and we're playing yesterday, you know, top teams, surging, and, you know, the team that finished first last year in the league. And we go beat them in their barn in a big game. So, you know, you don't want to go half your energy in the first game and half your energy in the second, because then you lose both. And, you know, we gave everything we had in yesterday's game. And so today we gave everything we had in the first period, and that was it. That was the end of it. There was nothing left. So that's where I have to be fair.
How banged up is Kyle Turris?
Sorry?
How banged up is Kyle Turris for you right now?
Well, not just Kyle. I'm not going to tell everybody and, you know, go with excuses and everything. That's why right now I'm not. I mean, there's a lot of guys banged up in there. A lot of guys banged up. Most of our guys are banged up. So, banged up, tired, emotionally drained from the trip. So that's why, you know, we would have needed to take a big lead in the first period to be able to sustain that and stay out of the penalty box. And you know, it didn't happen. So it is what it is. So we'll need some rest for sure, because now we're coming back. We all know that the first game at home after a trip like this, an extenuating one for us, it's going to be difficult. So some guys will need some rest. Some guys will need some treatment for sure. So reinforcements are more than welcome. We're very ecstatic. Yeah, absolutely.
I'd like to ask you about Alex Burrows. I know you know him and coached him a bit. Can you give us your thoughts on his acquisition to your hockey team?
Yeah, you know, I coached him at the Worlds in Finland, and I was so impressed by the person off ice, leadership, and his willingness to pay the price, his grit, and it stayed, but not just me. You know, if you ask FNF, if you ask guys who've played with him, I think that's what you see on the ice. He's really hard to play against, but inside the room, he's one of the best people you can have, and that's one thing we need. We need intangibles, and the loss of MacArthur was huge, because it wasn't just on the ice. His leadership, his intangibles were up the roof, and you know, that's something we need to have. It's just, we want our young guys to be helped and groomed by guys who've been in tough places, who've gone through long playoffs, who know how to pay the price, who know how to manage pucks under pressure and all that stuff. And he has all that. And I always believe that You know, your young guys are your investments, but you always want to have insurance on your investments, and that's leadership. Guys like Kelly, you know, guys like Fanuf, those guys are the guys that are the glue and make everybody gel and make the young guys understand what it takes to get to play at a high level and then sustain it and maintain it. So a guy like that is exactly what we need.
A quick answer, did you hate having to coach against him? Is he just miserable?
Well, if you ask the players, they'll tell you. It's awful to play against him. He plays the right way, he plays hard, and he gets under your skin. And, you know, as you saw today, one of the things that this team has been weak at is screening goaltenders. You know, tonight, this goalie played terrific, absolutely, but he saw every puck. And a guy like that is going to help us in that department. So, you know, it's easy to ask players to do something, but when you got players that are doing it, that inspires the players to do more. And he's exactly that type of player. So he's able to play with the top players. He's able to play in penalty kill. He's in front of the power play guy. Kind of does it all, and he's got the attitude that's going to help us improve our intangibles. And, you know, our intangibles are good now, but, you know, I think with the forwards, that's something we needed to do. We need more, absolutely. And I've been saying it since the beginning. That's why MacArthur's loss was so big. And getting that, we're extremely lucky to have him come on board.
How much about having depth is about having options for a coach, too?
Oh, my goodness. I said it. Since the All-Star break, it's all about depth. It's every year you see the teams have depth surge, and the ones who don't kind of go down. And right now you see it took one weekend where, you know, we had a great game against Toronto. Everything was happy, and then right after the game, a broken finger. The next day, three guys are gone in the same game. All of a sudden, you're missing four guys, and you got to rely on your depth. And that's why I think that's a huge trade that our GM was able to do. I mean, I'm quite impressed, to be honest with you. At this point, I know there's a lot of teams that are after the same players, and we're able to get one of them. So, I mean, that's gigantic for our team, and not just for this year. It's gigantic for the next years, and that's what we wanted.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you.